You have been blessed by the ministry of Apostle Solomon Buckley and Fresh Wind International. Please consider supporting us by going to Cash App, $Prophet Solomon B. Again, that is $Prophet Solomon B. Also, if you would like to have a testimony, you could send us an email at freshwindinternational@gmail.com. If you would like to schedule for a personal prophetic ministry and prayer, you can also email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. God bless you.
For it saith the Lord, go by faith, and not by sight. Yea, saith God, fear not the face of man, nor the things of time, for they shall surely pass away. But my spirit shall never pass away. Yea, saith the Almighty God, move by my spirit, and thou shalt see the hand of thy God stretched forth on thy behalf.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for those messages in the tongues and the interpretation of tongues. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the prophetic words that went forth this afternoon, to edify your body, to edify, build, and strengthen. Amen. We thank you for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you for this training center to train and equip those into this harvest field. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. All right, turn to Jonah chapter 1. We're going to go through this passage of scripture today. Jonah chapter 1, and starting at verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come before me. Let's talk a little bit about Jonah for a minute. Jonah was a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel during the reign of Jeroboam II. He was given a command to arise and go. I'm going to stop right there because you guys know I like to break stuff down and bring it right home to where we are right now. There are, and I know Brother Galloway wouldn't mind me saying this, there are some pastors, teachers, evangelists, bishops, whatever you want to call them, that are in the church. And the Lord has come to them and given them specific instructions to do this, to teach this. But they would rather go another way. Am I right, Brother Galloway? They would rather go another way. We see that example here as we go through and dig through this scripture. Now, y'all know how I am. I'm a crock-pot preacher, which means I'm going to go verse by verse. And Sister Spearman already know I'm going to go verse by verse. That's why I'm so connected to this house, because this is a teaching house. And God wants his people to be taught the word of God. All right. We ain't got time for no entertainment. Amen. We need to be taught the word of God. Entertainment ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Amen. So now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. Just like the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the word of the Lord is coming to his people right now, saying, get ready, get prepared. There's a harvest field. Get trained, get developed as that harvest field. Amen. Arise and go. I could imagine when the Lord called Brother and Sister Galloway here to Kansas City, you know, that took a lot for them just to pack up where they were and to come to Kansas City and establish the work that God has told them to establish. Each one of you that are in this room, God is telling you, arise and go into your neighborhood. Arise and go to your family. Arise and go to your children. Arise and go to another area. Arise and go to another town, to another village, to another city. And what? Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. All right. Verse 2, go to Nineveh. Jonah was called by God to warn Nineveh about his judgment on that city for its sins. Well, in our context, God has called us to arise and go and do the Great Commission. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, which is a familiar chapter to us all that are connected to this house. We're going to go there. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Isn't that similar to what God told, what the Lord spoke to Jonah to do? He said, arise and go. Arise and go. And he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We have a call. Just like them. So let me jump back. So just like he was told to rise and go to that great city and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. There's so many pastors and leaders that think that they are following the presence of the Lord when the presence of the Lord is not even there. They have entertainment. They have everything but the presence of the Lord. Let's keep going. But the Lord, verse 4, sent out a great wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. How many know that you may run, but you cannot hide? You may run, but you cannot hide. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid. You may try to carry some people into some places with you, knowing that you're running from the presence and running from God, running from the assignment. Hallelujah. And know, guess what's gonna happen? They're gonna know that something is there that shouldn't be there. And you're gonna be found out right where you are. Yes. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Remember I told you that you have to find, and Mother Spearman probably will crack up at me, find the God of the Bible. Do you remember me saying that? Find the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because we're seeing right in this passage, those men begin to cry out unto their own God.
All right.
And cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he laid and he was fast asleep. Verse 6, so the shipmaster came to him and said to him, what meaneth thou, O sleeper? Arise and call upon thy God. And if so be that God will think upon us, and that we perish not. So even they were saying, we got to cry out because we don't even want to perish. We don't even want to die. You know, when you try to run from the plan and the purpose of God. God always has a way of getting your attention, beloved. And I'm speaking to you just like the room would be full of unbelievers and believers alike. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. God is calling you. So next, verse 7. And they said, every one of them to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. So the truth came out that you're the man, that the reason we're in this mess that we're in. Verse 8, and then they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us, and what is thy occupation? And when comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? Verse 9. And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord. See, you can run, but you're going to have to come out and tell the truth. Tell somebody, you're going to have to tell the truth. The God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. He had to confess why he was there. Verse 10. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord. So even these men that did not they serve many other different type of gods. Remember, they said they all cried out to their God. They knew that this man, Jonah, was running from his assignment. And they were greatly afraid. And they said unto them, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of God, the presence of the Lord, excuse me, because he had told them. Verse 11. And then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may come unto us? For the sea rocked and was tempestuous. Verse 12. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you. This great problem, Jonah said, is upon you because I'm in the boat and I have ran from the presence of the Lord, and I'm not walking in obedience to God, but I'm running. You have pastors and leaders that are running from God. You have people who say that they are called of God, and they are running from God. They are running from God. Next verse, verse 13, Jonah chapter 1, verse 13. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the seas rocked and the tempest against them. Verse 14, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. We're talking about Jonah, and we're in Jonah chapter 1. And lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. Verse 15, So they took up Jonah and they cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. That means all the calamity that was happening in the boat and all the calamity that was happening in the water, guess what? It stopped. It stopped. Then the verse 16, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Last verse. Now the Lord had prepared, verse 17, had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. That was a lot of information there in that particular passage of scripture. But what I want to encourage you in this time is arise and go. The word of the Lord has come. We heard the word of the Lord spoken in other tongues with an interpretation. We've heard the word of the Lord through the singing. We are hearing the word of the Lord through the preaching of the word of the Lord. But now is the time, beloved, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, this is a time for you to become come into relationship with him. Second of all, I'm bringing this home today. The word of the Lord is coming unto you saying, get baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Learn and grow in spiritual gifts and go where I'm sending you to. The people that I'm sending you to. It's not going to help you to run in this season. That's one of the things that God wants to let you know. It's not for you to run in this season from the Lord, but to run to him. Last thing. When you're running from God, even when you try to pull somebody in the midst of your mess, they're going to know that, hey, I'm not supposed to be. This is not my assignment. Those men that were on that particular boat, they knew this was not their assignment. And they knew there was some type of turbulence and some type of that it was happening for a reason. I want to encourage you today to be obedient, to walk in the ways that the Lord is calling for you in these last and evil days. I want to encourage you today. Y'all know I'm not an entertainer, so y'all know when I start closing my Bible, y'all know what time it is. So this is a time for you to be in obedience to God's word and walk in the way, in the statutes that he has set for you to walk in. Amen. 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 That is the word. And I have spoken for about 19 minutes, but that is the word today. All right. I want to open the altars just like we have every week for those that would like to give their heart to the Lord. Those that, is everybody saved, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is there anybody that has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance by faith? Is there anybody that needs prayer for healing at this time? Well, I need prayer for healing, so I'm going to come down. Sister Spearman, will you come down and help at the altars? And Brother Eddie, will you come down? And anybody that would like prayer, just come on down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Eddie, will you come? And oh, you want prayer? You want prayer? You wanted prayer? No. Okay. Will you come and bless us with songs at the altar? Praise God. Anybody that needs prayer, come down. Amen. And I'm going to hand it back to Brother Galloway.